Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mr. We could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Someday my prince will come.
Snow White, your prince just come.
Hello, boy. Did you have a nice day? I guess you didn't.
How am I going to have a nice day on a diet you put me on? I had a hungry day, ain't it? How is a man going to work 8 hard hours a day on what you put in that lunchbox there?
I gave you carrot sticks, tuna salad, and an orange. That's a very healthy lunch.
You know what I done with that healthy lunch here? I threw the carrots to the birds. I threw the tuna fish to the warehouse cat. And I threw the orange at some of them Krishna hairy shaveheads that were there.
Gee, I know it's hard for you to die.
It's hard, either because I hate it.
But Dr. Nelson says you gotta lose 25 pounds and you gotta take them pills so your blood pressure stays down.
Dr. Nelson. Let me tell you something. Doctors never get hungry, Enid. I'm shoving around heavy crates all day long. The heaviest thing Dr. Nelson shoves is a thermometer.
Gee, the first 3 days of a diet is always the hardest, but Mike and Glory and me are dieting too to keep you company. You know what they say, misery is the best company.
I'll tell you something about misery. Misery wants beer.
Oh, no.
And I'm tired. I got a
heart. You gotta watch your heart and lose weight.
I lost enough already, Edith. The pants are hanging off me. Look at this. I can slip a finger right down in there. See that? And that's as much meat as I had on that belly for the last 3 days.
You don't need no beer.
Edith, while you are talking here, you are standing on the tail of a mouse.
Put that down.
I'm gonna put it down. Right down this gut here.
No, no. Look, Archie, there's a spider right in the collar.
You wrenched that can out of this hand.
Yeah, and every time I see a can in your hand, I'm gonna wrench it.
Come on, Aiden, give me the beer. Do you realize how ridiculous you are doing this here? I'm gonna count three, Aiden. I want that beer. One, two, three. All right. Now, that's nice. I'm so thirsty when I get... Hello, that big fat revolution on my hands here. Edith, you're my wife.
And I don't want to be your winner.
Edith, if you're going to do what I think you're going to do with that beer, please don't. Most heartbreaking sound I ever heard.
You're gonna thank me for this later. It's for your own good.
Everything for my own good is no damn good.
My angel.
He ain't got no hair on him yet.
I think I'll take him.
Oh, I'll help you. I'll do it. Hello,
meathead, get over here.
Hey, Arch, how's the old diet coming, huh?
Stop that, stop that. You got any beer over your house?
What do you want with beer?
Eat it through my last one down the toilet.
Well, what's the difference? Would have wound up there anyway.
Daubs off the coffee table.
You're not supposed to sneak beer when you're on a diet.
I hate the diets.
Well, so does Michael, but he's sticking to his.
Oh, yeah. And then he goes home and he pats his face with milk and Fig Newtons.
Joey's getting so smart. I was talking to him, and he looked me right in the eye like he understood every word I said.
Everybody looks at you that way, Edith. They don't want to make you feel bad.
Oh, thank you.
You hurt me.
Good.
Well, I'll get dinner.
I'll help you, Ma. And, Daddy, you need exercise, too. So tonight, after dinner, why don't you and Michael take a nice, brisk evening walk?
Are you kidding? An evening walk in this town? You walk too fast, the cops pick you up. You walk too slow, the muggers knock you down.
Well, then skip.
I do that and the fags are all over.
That's because you're so pretty.
Why is everybody worrying about me? I'm as healthy as a horse. When I die, it ain't going to be nothing serious.
You know what you ought to do, Arch? What I do. Jogging in place. It's great for the circulation.
You jog?
Sure.
I'd love to see that.
Ah, I'll show you.
Dinner!
Coming!
That's what he does. He jogs to the table.
Hold it.
There you go. That's enough. Pete. Thank you.
This is a meal for four human beings?
Yeah. It's turkey.
But that ain't turkey. That's notepaper.
Stop complaining. We can diet. You can.
Yeah. Don't you have any willpower?
No. What do you call this?
Zucchini.
Looks like a cooked pickle.
You're only allowed one.
Who the hell wants more?
And here's your slice of bread and a spoonful of peas.
Wait a minute. Look at this here. He's got about 18 peas over there. I only got about 12.
You're actually counting the peas?
Why not? We're all going to starve. We might as well start out even here.
All right, Arch. I'll give you 3 of my peas. Here you go.
Oh, look at this with his big fingers all over the... I'm going to eat them now. I want some butter here.
Oh, no. You had today's butter this morning.
Could I make a loan on tomorrow?
No, if I give you tomorrow's butter today, then you couldn't have today's bread with tomorrow's butter. Because if you use tomorrow's butter on today's bread, then you can't have tomorrow's flounder with tomorrow's unless you want to give up today's olive.
For this much butter, I throw the olive on the floor. Where's the butter, Edith? I want butter.
I'll go.
What are you talking about? She's the only one who can give him what he wants. Get me caught.
What?
What are you doing there?
I'm eating.
I can see that. You're doing it wrong.
What are you talking about?
You almost finished your peas there. And you ain't even started that other, what do you call
it? Zucchini?
Yeah, whatever.
Well, I was going to eat the zucchini after I finished the peas.
Then when are you going to get to the turkey?
After the zucchini.
That's dumb. said you eat like a normal person. What's normal? You're supposed to eat a little of the peace, then a little bit of the cuisine.
Zucchini.
Whatever. And you take a little of the turkey there. You see that? So you get a good mixture there. That's what you call a balanced meal.
Arch, you've been watching me eat for 6 years. How come you never mentioned this before?
Because you're eating slow tonight. Before, your fork was always a blur. Don't keep doing what I tell you's wrong there. I'm trying to teach you something about your system there. Listen to me. You're supposed to eat a little of the peace, then a little of the cuisine there, then a little of the turkey. So that you get the even mix going down, see, and go to all parts of your body even at the same time. See what I'm talking about? The way you eat there, a lump of this, a lump of that, a lump of this over here. Everything goes to different parts in different ways, see? I don't know. Well, maybe your lung could get all of the peace. The cuisine could all rush to a foot. The turkey, I don't know, maybe the turkey all go to your heart. There's too much meat in your heart. You can get what you call a coronial thrombosis.
No, I never thought of that.
Well, I'm telling you. That's why your most perfect food is your sandwich. And especially your hero sandwich, see? Because everything you got in there, your meats is there, your cheese is there, your tomatoes, sauce is in there. Delicious bread on the top, delicious bread on the bottom. You take a bite of that, and everything is all nice and mixed up there, and it goes down. Oh, mixed. See, with each bite. And is it good? I gotta have a sandwich, meat.
What are you going to do, throw the whole refrigerator down the toilet?
James,
oh,
James, come on, go in there and have your coffee.
I like sugar in the coffee, and I want a lot of sugar in it.
Give me a minute, let me alone. Dear Gloria, Mike, hurry up, come in here. Watch Archie so we don't sneak nothing.
Don't worry, Mom, guard in the refrigerator.
What did you say out there?
I didn't say anything.
I want that.
Watch. Just because I weakened, that doesn't mean you...
Give me that!
We're going to eat.
You ain't
going to
get no fattening food today.
Okay, you ain't the hell with the diet, then I'm going to take my meals out.
Oh, no.
I don't care. I can't stand this kind of talk here no more.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go out in this town, and I'm going to find any restaurant that will give me something fat to eat. I'm going to start out in Kelsey's. I'm going to have a big bowl of greasy chili. Then I'm going up the Norton Boulevard to the Dago, and I'm going to get a big pizza there at number 32 with the whole kitchen sink in there. And I ain't going to stop there either. I'm going to the Kleinel next, see? I'm going to get a big bucket of chicken chests and smashed potatoes. Double on the plate. And then I'm going to 31 flavors. I'm going to eat 34. Hey, Dad, let me tell you something. God did not give man a belly just to hang a button on.
Hey, Hey, Kelsey, what happened to my bed?
Coming up, Munson. Jeez, I'm sorry.
Hey, Kelsey, did you put the garbage out today?
Sure.
Something smells rotten.
I'm cooking Archie's dinner. If it ain't on the table when he comes in from work, he screams at me.
How long you been feeding?
3 nights. Eats here, then he goes home. Wish I could figure a way to make him stay there.
Why don't you make up some lie, like the Board of Health condemned your kitchen?
That ain't no lie, they did. But, I still cook for the people who don't care.
Archie, I'm here with the
hug. Hi, Arch.
Hiya there, Munson.
Hi, Arch.
Oh, look at this. Come on there, Kelsey. Look at the table. Nothing here. Dinner.
You'll eat when it's ready.
Is that a way to talk to a working man coming home after a hard day's work?
Arch, I am not used to living like this. Tell me what it is you want me to say.
Well, just say something, huh? I don't care. Anything nice, why don't you ask me how was my day?
Okay. Arch, how was your day?
Ah, you don't give a damn. Forget it.
Look at me. I'm your friend. Don't talk to me like your wife.
Archie, I'm sorry there, Kelsey. It's just you have an apron on and it threw me, you know. Get me a beer, huh?
Arch, would you do me a favor, please? Make up with eating.
Beer, huh?
First, I gotta check your dinner.
Well, wait a minute, Munson. Don't be in such a rush. Why don't you sit down here? I'll treat you to some dinner.
No, thanks. I'm having dinner with my wife, which is what most of America's doing right now.
How do you know what most of America's doing? Who the hell are you, Eric Severus?
Arch, you should go on that diet. Well, they're going to be buying your coffin at the fat man's store.
Oh, yes. Hey, Kelsey, hurry up there. And by the way, what do we got for chow tonight?
We got pork chops, French fries, macaroni.
Well, wait, that's what you give me the last 2 nights.
Yeah, but tonight you got a choice.
What?
Eat it or go home.
Just finishing up my 3-mile jog.
Whoops.
Been doing it all my life.
Hey,
can I have a drink of that
water?
Yeah,
go ahead. Help yourself there. 3-mile jog, huh? Geez, you're in great shape for a man of 93.
92? Don't rush me.
Yeah. Here's your dinner, Arch. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. How's that look?
Yeah, well, as soon as I hide it with the ketchup, it'll look fine.
That greasy kid stuff is going to kill you, Arch. Oh, you ought to go on a diet and lose some weight.
Oh, come on, Quigley. Will you don't give me that? I got enough of that to meet it.
Man, she's right, too. Look at me. 92. And I still enjoy swimming and golfing and biking, all sports.
Whoopee.
That, too.
Quigley, come on. You know, I mean, after all, at your age, sex must be down to a handshake, huh?
Yep. Before and after. In between, it's still whoopee.
Oh, God. Well, can I give you a taste of this here?
Oh, no, thanks. I want to live to be as old as that pork chop. You know, you keep eating that kind of stuff and you ain't going to be long for this world.
Let me tell you something, Quigley. What you eat ain't got nothing to do with how old you are, see? That all depends on your ancestors. It's what they call a matter of heresy, see? Now, I would bet that you come from a family of long livers.
You'd lose that bet, Arch, I'm telling you. Look here. This is my family tree. This is my brother Charlie, 250 pounds, loved to eat, died hollering for a waiter. This short, fat guy is my Uncle Harry. He had a double funeral. One of his pallbearers dropped dead carrying him. This is Fat Aunt Flora, died at 55.
Hey, Quigley, ain't you got nobody alive in there?
Nope. Aunt Flora just loved Italian food. Stuffed herself with it till the day she died. You know what they put on her tombstone?
Oh.
Rest in pizza.
Why are you pestering me about the food here and showing me all your dead relations?
Because if you were smart, you'd go on a diet and lower your blood pressure like Dr. Nelson told you to.
Oh, hey, wait a minute there.
How do you know about my Dr. Nelson, my blood pressure? I know how you know, because Edith sent you over here, and she sent you with them pictures, didn't she?
Bunker, take my advice, and don't wind up just a fat memory in somebody's wallet. Now, you go stick to your diet, and you'll live to dance at your grandson's wedding. Think it over, Sonny.
Kelsey's. Mm. All right. Pork chops, macaroni and cheese, French fries, topped it all off a piece of lemon meringue pie.
White carbs on the counter.
Thanks. And I say this for Kelsey, he ain't great, but he's fast.
Oh, Archie. Deep fries everything in that awful old oil.
He changes his oil. Once every 3,000 meals.
It ain't funny. Archie, if you're going to go on eating that junk food that ain't good for you, I could cook it right here at home.
Hey, don't be raising your voice to me there. Another thing, don't you never do what you did tonight. Send an old Quigley over there to spy on me with a whole wallet full of fat stiffs. That there is an invasion of my privates.
I did that for your own good. I'll make a deal with you. If you'll promise not to eat no dinners no more at Kelsey's, I'll give you more food here at home. I'll make you pork chops once in a while and French fries once a week and macaroni now and then and maybe some pie. Does that mean yes or no?
What do you want to feed me all that fat food for? Do you want to kill me, Ian?
Oh, Archie, look, I'm all mixed up. Do you want to go on a diet?
Listen, it all depends on you, Ian. When I start screaming for the fat food, you got to hold back there. You can't give me that, see? I mean, the reason it's hard for me to stay on this here diet is you are weak.
I'm sorry.
I forgive you. We'll say no more about it. You got to help me there, Edith. Well, see, I want to live to be as old as Quick. I want to be with you, dancing at our grandson Joey's wedding.
Oh, Archie. Oh, it'll be so good cooking for you again.
Oh, well, it is good. It is, Edith. Edith, don't be slobbering all over me. Did you ever stop to figure how many calories there is in one slob?
No, how many?
Ooh, an awful lot of these. What the hell with it? Give me some calories.
Was recorded on tape before a live audience.